As we turn to the sharing of the written word of God, we begin first of all with the prophet Micah, sharing from the Hebrew scriptures, sharing in the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 8. I see that we do have the text before us, so I'd like to invite us all to share this together and read it aloud, because that way we own the text ourselves. So will you join with me as we share the written word of God? With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? As we continue to share the gospel, Matthew is before us, chapter 25, verses 14 through 21. Again, what I invite you to share with me, this is what Jesus is saying. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at a distance and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.
My friends, when asked to write a composition entitled, What I'm Thankful For on Thanksgiving, a student wrote only 1 sentence. I am thankful that I'm not a turkey. An elderly man in Phoenix calls his son in New York and says, I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough. Bob, what are you talking about? The son screams. Well, we can't stand the sight of each other any longer, the old man says. We're tired of each other, and I'm sick of talking about this, so you call your sister in Chicago and tell her. And he hangs up. Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. Forget about it. That will not happen. I will see to it that they not get divorced. I'll take care of this, she shouts. And she calls Phoenix immediately and screams at her father. You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back and we'll both be here there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me? And hangs up. Well, the old man hangs up his phone as well. And then he turned to his wife saying, Okay now, they're coming for Thanksgiving. My friends, for this occasion, I was seeking to translate a word from the Afrikaans language, my mother tongue, into English. You see, I grew up with that word. It is a word that perfectly expresses what the word thanksgiving in biblical sense really means. But lo and behold, no fitting English word came to mind. And finally, I had to dig out my old Afrikaans dictionary and came up with the words translation. Only one problem. My favorite word describing Thanksgiving has a very positive meaning in the Afrikaans language. But unfortunately, it translates very negative in English. The Afrikaans word that we use is woeker. Woeker. And it translates in English with the word usurie. And I looked that up, meaning an exorbitant or unlawful rate of interest, greatly exceeding bounds of reason or moderation. Then I took another look and I realized it's not such a bad translation after all. See, that really brought me on track. Because the biblical master in the story told by Jesus expected that people endowed with great talent would use their talents in a way that exceeds the bounds of reason and moderation. So after all, see, there's a Thanksgiving message hidden in the story of the talents. We best show our gratitude by making the best possible use of our talents. In monetary sense, by investing our blessings with which our Creator has showered us. The unfaithful servant had to learn that blessings are not to be squandered away. They are to be shared. The two servants who used their talents in a thanksgiving way, they heard, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." For us as Christians, thanksgiving is when we celebrate the abundance that we have in spite of the realities of our times. We do so with gratitude to God and we sing from the heart, "Praise God, from whom all blessings flow." But the sincerity and personal meaning behind our Thanksgiving feast depends on and challenges us to dig just a little bit deeper and to look further than just the surface of our lives. He challenges us to take the time to examine ultimate questions: the mystery of birth and death, the meaning of our existence on this planet, the destiny of the human race, what it means to be fully human, what the nature is of the spirit and the soul, loving as much as we can without doing it foolishly or falsely. So take then this Thanksgiving the time to do a life review, to make amends where necessary, to identify and let go of regrets and come to terms with unresolved relationships. Take in as much joy as you can, whenever and however you can, and then go out and spread as much joy as you can whenever and however you can. We have to learn to accept our mortality and do our best to leave this life with inner peace, with an attitude of gratitude, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, after all, to be truly thanksgiving is first thanks and then giving. Take my life, God. Let it be consecrated faithfully. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my love and help it grow. Let my loving overflow. Take me now and help me be part of Christ's community. Amen.